he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. D.T. Goes to Washington by Ashley Marinaccio, directed by Aliza Shane, live from Radio Coat 24-hour newsroom, July 20th, 2013.
Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing. Baby did a bad, bad thing.
Today is Saturday, July 20th, 2033. In the forecast today, we have highs of 110 with the heat index reaching 125. Just your average July day in New York City. Stay cool out there. And now a special notice from the National Weather Service.
Due to continued high temperatures and heat indices, New York City cooling centers will remain open through Sunday, July 21st.
So, when you bring young people together, we're all on the same page in a sense,
Brian,
and we gain strength
from
each other. And by doing that first, you give young people enough confidence to be able to work with adults. So, having supporting adults that understand that concept and idea is the first thing that you need. Second thing is, I heard from a lot of young people, we need the funding. We definitely do. There can be so many youth-run and led programs in every single state, in almost every single city, you know? And if we were to have more funding to do that, believe me, there would be much more peace. A lot of young people would rather be...
Okay, believe it or not, the world does not revolve around you. You heard what our therapist said last week. Marriage is a compromise, and this is important. This is my career, and my career is something you need to take seriously. This call is the difference between me throwing your radio out the window in a rage, or in 2 years having the opportunity for me to throw your new mini MacBook out the window in a rage. And trust me, I'll do it. Finally. Thank you, sweet meat love bug. Now can you come down here and show me how to use the conference function on this computer? I see the program is up, but I can't hear anything on the... Ugh, they probably aren't even on the call yet. Heaven forbid someone shows up to a meeting on time, even a ridiculous Skype meeting. Ryan? Ryan, are you even listening? Can you help me, sweet buns? What time is it in L.A.? The clock says it's 7:53 a.m. here. What's the real time in California? Oh, it's too early for me to think about math.
Brooke?
Son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, that sounds like her.
Good morning, Brooke. Or should I say good evening, the way I've been working.
Brooke here.
Yeah, we know. We've been listening to you for the past 5 minutes. Glad you finally found a new therapist.
Is everyone here who should be? Jessica?
Here.
Lena?
Here, Z's.
Right. Let's just cut to it. We have a problem.
Is it something
like
I did?
Said? I mean, I didn't take the petty cash box home with me. I just found my keys, and after the event was over, we were all so tired, I figured I could just bring it next, but then the car broke down and the mechanic only took cash, so I figured it was just one time.
Lena?
Yes, Brooke.
Can you do me a big favor, pleasees?
Anything for you, Brooke.
Can you shut the hell up? What the hell are you even talking about?
Whatever. Jessica says it happens all the time and it's not a big deal. So...
Okay, ladies, I have an idea. I have one of my brilliant Brooke Brookerman ideas. Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
I think we need to begin this conversation over again, okay? We're just going to start the fuck over. We're going to delete this phone call off the hard drives of our pea brains like drunken selfies with ugly fatties, okay?
Okay.
Starting the fuck over, okay?
Right.
Good.
Jessica?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
So, do we just wait here for her, or do you think we can start this over at a later time? Should I have suggested that? Maybe during actual working hours?
Brooke Brookerman is the hardest working publicist in show business. Brooke Brookerman doesn't do work hours. She said she'd be back, so we'd better wait.
Hi, publicists. Brooke here. Thank you for taking time out of the busy schedules I've assigned you to take this call. I've scheduled this call to inform you, my dear, hardworking colleagues, that one of our boys is in trouble.
Oh no.
Who?
Who?
Is it Richard Reed? I saw him last week, and it seemed like he was using again. The reviews of his last fashion show were awful. I mean, a stiletto design. Was he serious? He should have just stuck with sneakers. He was doing so well at Converse.
I bet it's James Holmes. Brooke had reservations about him pursuing a career in illustration.
I wonder why. He was a pretty good artist, and he's kind of cute.
Don't inquire.
Would you stop, both of you? Do you hear how stupid you sound? Like a bunch of little schoolgirls. You need to start working on not embarrassing me with your mindless comments. Need I remind you of the first rule of our business? Silence? Really, ladies? The first rule of our business. And go.
Our priority
is to serve the public.
At all times, they should be personally invested in the lives of our clients.
Right. The public should be invested, not you. You are not the public. You are the ones who control the public. And honestly, it scares me sometimes. It scares me that my seconds in command aren't the sharpest crayons in the box. God forbid I die in a plane crash, or a car accident, or a terrorist plot. You will be in charge of BBGG. Frankly, you aren't ready yet.
I'm Lena.
I know your name.
But you just called me Frankly. She left 2 months ago.
I rest my case.
Should you die in a terrorist plot, Brooke, you can rest assured, and rest assured in 1,000 pieces, that whomever did it will be brought to justice. And then be given their own reality show or boy band, just like all of our clients.
That's all I need to hear for my faith to be restored.
Sorry, Brooke.
You understand, though, I can't have my staff fawning over my clients like Disney princesses in Heat. It's just so unprofessional.
We take the work seriously, Brooke, and work hard to help the public forget.
Everyone loves a bad boy gone good, spinning the story the only way we should.
BBGG, BBGG, BBGG.
Right, right. Nice, fine. Ladies? And the reason why I've called this meeting of the minds? Are you ready?
Always ready.
At around 11:56 p.m. last night, I received a disturbing message in my personal email account.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It was an anonymous message sent to me by someone anonymously over the internet who is trying to frame one of our best clients and make me look like the worst publicist in Hollywood, who knew that by sending this information to me, specifically our client's career, and more important, my reputation would be on the line.
They could have just posted it on YouTube.
Right, they could have, but they didn't. They're crafty. They want to mess with Brooke Brookerman.
Bad
choice.
There is
a rat.
There is a rat in the field, ladies. But more important, ladies, one of our clients is in some hot water. One of our reality TV superstars, one of our best former bachelors, and one of our favorite dear heartthrobs has made a very bad decision that we will all need to rectify sooner rather than later.
That sounds painful.
Who is it?
Oh,
do tell us.
The suspense will kill us.
It's Joker Sarnaev.
DTOMG.
Oh,
DT, that's right. That's what we're calling him now.
You came up with it, Brooke. You told us we needed something more all-American sounding. It was one of your finest moments that I'll never forget for as long as I live. I think it was the moment I knew this is what I should be doing with my life.
And what moment was that?
Nobody could ever pronounce his name, right? And so we knew that in order to represent him, it would have to change. So one afternoon, you got so fed up trying to pronounce his name, you threw your plate of kale up against the wall and screamed, "Dee Dee! Dee! Get in here! I can't handle these idiots anymore!"
And then your maid came in and cleaned everything up.
I was calling for Dee Dee, my assistant, not my maid.
No, but in your stroke of genius, we thought you were referring to him as DT. Because his first name begins with a D, even though it sounds like a J, and his last name starts with a T. And it sounded like you were really saying, "DT, DT, get in here!" It was like a Freudian slip of geniusness.
Mensa. The American name you gave him is much better. Much easier to remember and say.
You're so smart, Brooke. You're so smart.
Would you two shut up? I mean, thank you. I shall continue. I called this meeting of the minds over Skype because, as I told you, we have a problem.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What happened to poor DT? Is he okay?
Tell me he didn't break his foot. I mean, he is the front runner to win Dancing with the Stars this weekend.
Though I must say, we shouldn't give up on Team Casey Anthony just yet.
Oh, my God. Love her. She's just so limber. I love her.
Now, ladies, a video has been leaked.
Like on YouTube?
No. No, no. It hasn't hit YouTube yet. It was sent privately with a note demanding money we don't have. This is bad, ladies.
How bad?
This video could destroy DT. It could mean the end for him. But more important, it could mean the end for us. It could be so bad that his only hope will be to leave this country and start anew somewhere else. Because this is something even the public won't forget. This is the problem we didn't plan for. This is the issue we didn't foresee happening. This is so awful, it rocks the very foundation of which we started BBGG.
What is it?
A sex tape has surfaced. A sex tape featuring our very own DT at age 18 doing the horizontal polka.
With who?
An unidentified sister of the Beta Beta Phi sorority.
W-O-W.
Is she hot? I mean, she doesn't look better than me, right?
How big are her tits? How do mine compare up with hers? I mean, what should we do about this horrible situation?
The woman I have recently discovered was his college girlfriend, a girl who loved to dance the horizontal polka whenever possible and with whomever possible.
Whore.
Slut.
One of many.
I mean, it's not like we haven't had other clients who've had sex tapes. I mean, they have, right? Have they? I mean, we dealt with this sort of thing before. We made a mint off of Ted Kaczynski, Amanda Bynes, and Lindsay Lohan's threesome instructional manual years ago, no?
It was a different situation. We were trying to improve Lindsay and Amanda's careers, and it was the only option on the table.
Our clients, the lifeblood of BBGG, bad boys gone good publicity, have high expectations of us. And in return, we have high expectations of them. When Joe Carr...
DT!
Right, sorry. Well, when DT signed the contract with us, he made a promise that any breach of moral turpitude would result in expulsion from our client list. And let's face it, we made him the man he is today. We can also destroy him.
You aren't saying that we...
Fire him?
We aren't going to fire him.
You won't remove him from the roster, right?
I mean, he's totally bringing in millions in endorsements on Dancing with the Stars. And let's face it, he wasn't so bad on Celebrity Apprentice either. Donald Trump totally digged him.
And he's just so freaking cute.
Oh, cute. Shut up. He's hot. Smoking.
So hot.
Can't we just forgive him because he's so hot? I have a hard time grappling with the idea that someone who is so hot would do something so bad.
Forgive him, Brooke. It's the right thing. And it's what the public would do, let's face it.
It's what the public has done.
The public can handle a lot, but sex tapes are just... Well, that walks a fine line. Sex is very difficult for Americans.
She's right. Didn't he do something else terrible years ago or something?
I think so. I don't remember. It was like 20 years ago when he was 19. Everyone does stupid shit when they're 19. He was framed by the CIA. It was an accident. He didn't understand what he was doing. He was abandoned as a child. I don't remember the full story, but pick one and it's probably accurate.
Just listen to you two. Forgive him because he's hot. That's no way to run a business.
Well, then how do we cheaply dispose of someone who has brought BBGG in millions of dollars?
None of us complain when we fly first class because our clients are doing so well.
That's why this emergency meeting was called. Look, I love DT as much as the next person, but our clients need discipline. We can't have this former boy band lookalike sticking his dick into trouble.
In his defense, the dick was stuck into trouble 20 years ago.
That's right. And it is our job to help wipe his troubled dick, you know? Suck the dirt off.
That's why we're paid the big bucks.
My concerns are A, it's sex, and Americans just can't handle sex. And B, should they see images of him as a teenager, they will be reminded of...
Right.
I think we need to keep showing pictures of him now, reminding the public of how good-looking he is. The American public will never believe that someone with those looks could really be so bad.
And do you think they collectively remember the first incident? Of course, there are always a few out there who never forget, but I'm talking about the general population who, when you retell a story enough times, it becomes the official one.
We did do a great job disposing of DT's images pre-2021, before his first makeover. Between his prison sentence and rise to fame on The Bachelor.
And just think of the hours that have gone into developing his new image. I mean, there will never be another DT.
He really is the example of the new American dream.
If you can't be famous, be infamous. And when you're finally infamous, allow us to make you famous.
That should be our new motto.
Fame is intrinsically American. Fame is the new apple pie.
You have got a point.
Well, there's always the rehab option. Rehab and a statement about recognizing his terrible sex addiction. Has that been considered?
The problem with rehab is that it will suggest to the public that he has too many inner demons. It might remind them that years ago he was locked up for something else that they may possibly even start to remember. Recall, he did do prison some years ago before The Bachelor.
Right. Again. I've had such a hard time imagining someone so good-looking going to prison. I mean, rehab, yes. Prison, absolutely not.
Might he be into issuing a tearful apology?
Tears are not masculine. Manly men don't cry on YouTube. It's confusing to the brand.
I'm at such a loss. This whole situation is absolutely devastating.
It really is the worst thing that could ever happen.
We are just so good for having to deal with this. I mean, this is like a community service that we do. We should be winning awards.
Like Nobel.
Ladies, we've only got one solution to fix this most terrible mess.
What do you propose?
Bestow your wisdom on to us minions, Brooke.
In times like these, when you hit rock bottom and there's nowhere left to go, there's only one place that will keep DT relevant. There is only one person he has yet to become.
Who?
Where?
It is time for DT to run for public office.
What?
Don't you see? What could be more American than a politician with a sex tape? I propose that DT must run for public office next year. In 2034, we must see DT on the ballot for mayor of Los Angeles.
That's genius.
So, Stephen Hawking.
Where do you get such ideas?
Public office is really the last place you can go to be forgiven when there's a sex scandal. The public must see him in a position of leadership. A dick worth following. A dick that will make them feel so good. He must work for so long.
So long.
And so hard.
so hard.
Pounding the pavement.
Pound that pavement. Pound it.
Screwing over the bad guys.
Screw him.
And banging up the system.
Bang it!
It's the only way people will stop thinking about where his dick has been.
Oh, that's so good. Brilliant. Brooke, you are a complete genius.
This is why you get paid the big bucks.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
So, when do we get to run this by him?
What's to run? The decision has been made. I will make some phone calls, and at the season finale of Dancing with the Stars, he'll announce his bid for mayor.
So genius.
Brilliant.
I'm so excited.
I've always wanted to go into politics.
And we will help manage his campaign.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait.
It's amazing.
Ladies, we truly do work for the greater good. This is the American dream.
God bless America. Land that I love.
Thank you for taking time out of your morning to take this call. I will be in touch in a few hours after I speak with DT about how we will move forward.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Brooke. See you soon.
Ryan, can you get in here? I've concocted a plan. Yeah, so remember our talk last year about American political aspirations? Well, pack your bags because Dee's tape is sending us to Washington, or at least back to LA. Don't look at me like that. We're going to get him to be mayor. Keeping them distracted, that's the name of the game. That's the nature of my business. Distraction here, distraction there. Americans love distractions. Ugh, the things we do for our children. It seems our entire lives have been spent cleaning up after their messes. At least we'll retire rich.
You really are the best momager in the history of momaging.
Brooke? Is that you? Are you still on the call? Hello?
This has been DT Goes to Washington by Ashley Marinaccio, directed by Aliza Shane. Presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Shannon Harris as Jessica, Ashley Marinaccio as Lena, and Kathleen Wallace as Brooke, with featured guest Kevin Marshall as Ryan. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.